This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Wildfire smoke means potentially dangerous air conditions for much of Colorado right now. And because of that, the state health department advises people across central and western Colorado to try to stay indoors. CPR's Hart Van Denberg says the area is a smoky haze.
I'm standing on top of Independence Pass, east of Aspen, about a half an hour right now. And while it's a little bit clearer up here and there are people getting out of their cars and walking over to the overlooks, you can still see the haze in the sky. And coming out of Glenwood Springs, heading towards Aspen, the iconic view of Mount Sopris is almost completely obscured by the smoky haze. Mount Sopris looks like a ghost.
CPR's Hart Van Denberg. Smoke is coming not just from fires in the state, but also drifting in from California across northern Colorado. Crews battling the Grizzly Creek fire in Glenwood Canyon made some progress yesterday, though, as the fire is now 30% contained. However, the fire could become active today as hot and dry conditions persist. And several people were arrested in downtown Denver last night as protesters wearing shields and helmets clashed with police. KMGH reports it happened around 9 p.m. as protesters marched through downtown to Denver police headquarters. Police used pepper balls and smoke as protesters threw fireworks at officers. Many were there to protest things like racism, but others admitted they were there to vandalize. This is CPR News.